Right. Japanese vowels. Repeat after me. A, E, O, U. A, A, E, O, U. If you speak Spanish or Italian, I think at any rate, those are familiar. It's actually a standard way to pronounce those vowels. Ah, A, E, O, U. Oh, page five. So it's kanji zai. That I is a what's called a diphthong. Diphthong is two vowels together that kind of not sounded exact, not sounded as one exactly, but mushed together. I. We have them in English also. Kanji zai bo satsu gyo jin han ya ha ra mit ta ji sho ken go on kai ku do is sai ku yaku sha. Okay, so say that with me. Notice the ah in particular, the a sound, because in English a lot of times we sound an a as an ah, which is not a real attractive sound. If you notice, if you say it ah, it kind of it closes your throat. Whereas if you say ah, it opens your throat. Just say it out loud and notice what it does to your throat when you say ah. Ah. You can feel it closing, or at least I can. And then say ah, and you can feel it opening. Okay. So we're going to do the first couple of lines. So just say it with me. Kanji zai bo satsu gyo jin hanya haramita ji sho ken go onkai ku do isai ku yakusha rishi shiki fu i ku ku fu i shiki shiki. The Japanese roll their R's a little bit, not as much as Spanish, and it's not necessary to do it. Okay, so do it again and notice, just really pay attention to the vowels. Kanji zai bo satsu gyo jin hanya haramita ji sho ken go onkai. Kudo isai ku yaku shari shi shiki fu i ku ku fu i shiki shiki and so on. So when you hit a an I that's alone, it's not always easy to remember to say e. That third line. She shiki fu i ku ku fu i. And sometimes there are you's that are alone, and that's when it's easy to slip back into saying you. Do you have any questions? Okay. Now, page 17. The Buddhas and ancestors. This is particularly for the Dohans at this point who are chanting these, or whoever is leading the chanting. Just go as slow as you need to read these names, because when you're trying to think about those vowels at the same time you're trying to pronounce the name, right? It can be difficult, and you don't necessarily have a lot of time to prepare. So it wouldn't hurt the night before, particularly, especially the night before, so you can let your Alaya work on it overnight to read it over and read it out loud. Okay, so it's Bibashi Butsu Dayosho, Shiki Butsu Dayosho, Bishafu Butsu Dayosho, Kuru Son. These are the men's names are all the Japanese pronunciations, by the way. Kuru Son Butsu Dayosho, Kunagon Muni Butsu Dayosho, Kasho Butsu Dayosho, Shakamuni Butsu Dayosho, Makakasho Dayosho, Ananda Dayosho. Okay, so that first series of Buddhas is for some reason particularly difficult. I'm not sure why. So say them with me. Okay. Bibashi Butsu Dayosho, Shiki Butsu Dayosho, Bishafu Butsu Dayosho, Kuru Son Butsu Dayosho, Kunagon Muni Butsu Dayosho, Kasho Butsu Dayosho, Shakamuni Butsu Dayosho, Makakasho Dayosho, Ananda Dayosho. Ananda's easy. Okay, do you have any questions about that? Right, now the women ancestors, these names are written out. They're not in the Japanese pronunciation. The Acharya through Mahapajapati to da-da-da-da-da, maybe well, certainly until through maybe through Utpalavarna. Those are Sanskrit, and then they're Chinese until Zenshin. So it's Acharya Mahaprajapati. We're still using those ways of saying the vowels. So it's Mahaprajapati, Mita, Yasodhara, Kisa, Sujata, Sundari Nanda, and so on. And the Chinese, you have a chanting guide. Sometimes Chinese, where is it? Right after, about a little past halfway through, the line starts with Srimala Devi, which sounds like a Sanskrit name if ever there was one. Srimala Devi. But the next one is Song Shur. Maybe it's Gong Shur. Oh. Oh, okay. Z is pronounced like TS. Songsher. Songsher. But it's got the thing is, it's got the R sound in the end of it. Songsher.
Could you say the first consonant? Kong, gong, what
No,
is it? Gong.
TS. It's pronounced like a C is pronounced like TS. So
Yes.
it's song, sure.
Song.
It's a song, song. Tsk, tsk. Song, sure.
Thank you.
There's a chanting practice guide, which is in all of the chant books, but that's not very much help, is it? And then there's Shurji, not the next line, but the one after. The line starts with Daoshen, Acharya Shurji, and then Jian, just to confuse you, that apostrophe after Z-H-I means that you don't do the R.
And that's Zion or Gion?
Gion. That TS sound was with a C, not a Z. And then it's okay, and then the next line down, it starts the word, it's Acharya Kongshur, because it ends in an I followed by a preceding, following a consonant. Okay.
Sorry, is that K pronounced in English, the K pronounced?
It's hard. It's not quite a G, Gongshur. Kongshur.
Thank you.
Just not in the chanting guide, but I know that from some political science class a long, long, long time ago. Okay. So I just think it's useful to take it as a mantra for a while. A-A-E-O, Avalokiteshvara, not Avalokiteshvara. And there are a few of them that kind of stick out. For some reason, we tend to say Ananda, and it's not Doan, it's Doan, and so on. But just keep, as long, the more you repeat it to yourself and the more you read over these names out loud, the easier it gets to pronounce them. And don't forget to break them down too, because you know, Avalokiteshvara is probably not that hard for most of you to say now. But the first time you looked at it, it just seemed like this jumble of syllables, and it's easy to get confused. But when you break it down, you say Avalokiteshvara, then it's easy. Kunagon Muni is not that hard to say, but if you just look at it, it's easy to get, I don't know, it's like the brain scrambles them. So again, I say to whoever's chanting, leading the chanting, just slow down. Just slow down. You can speed up when it becomes more automatic for you. All right. Any questions? Lisa?
Really, I couldn't find the last chant that we did today on the website.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's not in my computer, it turns out. And I must have copied it from somewhere. And I will send you photographs of it, which I think I have done before. I'm sure I have, but it may have been a while. And I'm looking at fine print here. I think, there it is. Okay.
Is that the Fukan Zazenki? Oh, okay. Mary, do you want me at some point to, I could just grab it out of the book and scan it, take it home and scan it.
Okay. And why, that's easier to see than a photograph? Is that what you're saying?
Usually.
Yeah. Okay. But for now, I'm sending it to Lisa.
Okay.
I'm sending it as an email. Is that a good idea, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. Done.
Thank you.
I guess I'd anyway, again. So I don't know if I have the Genjo Koan or the Song of the Jewel Mirror Samadhi in my computer either. Anyhow, there we go. All right. So now I'm going to stop that.